Indianapolis was one of the markets that we thought would be a great opportunity for us to grow into. The competitive dynamic within Indianapolis is very similar to the other markets that we have in Ohio and Michigan, where the primary competitors are AT&T and Charter. So for us, this acquisition allows us to jumpstart our network into the market, pick up some customers, add some additional employees to the team, and really try to kind of get our foothold into the market as quickly as possible while we construct 600 miles of fiber across the city of Indianapolis and invest $38 million to do so. There's not enough fiber in the ground to support the needs of both businesses and carrier customers into the future. There's a little bit of a misnomer around the fact that, you know, that people think there's so much fiber in the ground already, why do you need to build more? But that's just really not the case. With all of the growth, our typical enterprise customer is growing at 25% per year organically, and our carrier customers, especially the mobile operators, are requiring a massive amount of fiber to support their 5G efforts. Those two things drive us to invest significantly in each of the markets that we go into with robust count fibers to allow us to support our business. Roughly 50% of our customers are business customers on the enterprise side, and the other 50% are carriers like the mobile operators or the other carriers as you know, AT&T, Charter, T-Mobile, all of the different carriers that are out there are trying to get access to fiber networks in these markets.